This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee here with Todd Zwillick. I want you to listen to this. This is the sound of a 13-year-old boy. His name is Joseph Banda. He's living in a slum in Zambia, and here he's talking about his dreams of becoming a pilot.
I want to be a pilot when I grow up so that I can go to many countries and meet many people. Maybe, who knows, maybe I may be taking the president to countries. It happens.
Then tell us about this boy's story of Jo Fidgen. She's a freelance reporter for our partner, the BBC. Good morning, Jo.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us about this boy's story. Maybe you'll tell us why we're hearing about this one little boy, a poor kid growing up in a slum in Zambia.
He's an incredible boy, actually, and the story that he had to tell initially was about the place where he grew up. It's a place called Chibolia. It's a slum area in Lusaka. It's a very tough place. It's the center of the drug trade here. There's lots of crime, alcoholism, cholera, diseases. It's a pretty unpleasant place, and I met him when I was there, and he has an extraordinarily optimistic, cheerful temperament given the conditions that he's living in. So he gave me a tour of his hometown, which was broadcast around the place, and a lot of people were very moved by what he said. And we just heard him talking about being a pilot, about wanting to be a pilot. A number of listeners came forward and said, we want to help him achieve that dream. And so, in fact, one of them, a pilot from California called Keith Johns, actually paid for Joseph to have a flying lesson, which was a very special moment, actually.
The listeners were so inspired by Joseph Banda, actually. They paid for a bike that would get him back and forth to school. Another wants to bring him to the United States to study. And as you say, he got his first flying lesson. You were with him.
It was a very fun day. But Joseph, when he was in the first year of school, was taken to the airport, shown the inside of a plane, decided at that point, I want to be a pilot. But he hadn't been back since, and that was, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. And so we went up in the plane. He had a theory lesson showing how the plane worked. Then we went up. We had a 45-minute flight. Joseph flew the whole thing, did the takeoff, did the whole flight. The only thing the professional pilot did was help him land. And it was an incredible performance, I have to say. I'm not good in small planes, and I did feel a little bit sick in the back, but that was more the plane than Joseph. We had a great time, and you would never believe that this was such an extraordinary experience for him. He's a very cool customer.
Well, actually hear from that cool customer. We have a surprise guest today, and that's Joseph Banda himself. Maybe you would hand the headphones over to him. Joseph, are you there?
Hello.
Hi there, how
yes.
are you?
Very fine, thank you. And how are you?
Good. Could you tell me a little bit about what your first flying lesson was like?
Well, at first I couldn't believe it because I never even thought I would fly a plane at my age. I thought like when I was old enough to fly a plane, that's when I would fly a plane. But one day I was sitting home and then mom came and said they phoned that you're going to fly a plane tomorrow. So I prepared my clothes in the morning. They came to pick me up. We went there, he showed me some things like the propeller and the hangar where the planes are kept. And we went to the plane, he showed me how the things worked and he told me how the things were put in there. And then
Joseph, on a scale, sorry to interrupt you, but on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best, what was it?
His surname was Mr.
It's Joseph Banda, a 13-year-old boy from a slum in Zambia.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.